Here in the United States, the news of Saddam's capture has affected the presidential race. Democratic candidates had been focusing on the chaotic situation in Iraq, and they often cited President Bush's failure to find Saddam. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what the Democrats are saying now.
The capture of Saddam Hussein will probably be a political boost for President Bush, at least in the short term, but it will also, in the short term, make it a little more complicated for Democrats to argue that President Bush is bungling the occupation. Today, Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, who co-sponsored the resolution allowing the president to go to war, issued a statement saying, "Today is a great day for our troops." He reminded voters that he supported the war because it was the right thing to do and that he still feels that way now. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who's been the most outspoken supporter of the war, began his statement by saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." He went on to explain how he thinks the news changes the Democratic race.
"It's a choice between Howard Dean, who wants to go backward, and I, who want to take our party forward from where Bill Clinton brought it. And our positions on Iraq could not be more clearly different. The fact is that if Howard Dean had his way, Saddam Hussein would be in power today, not in prison where he belongs. And the world and America would be much less safe."
Dean himself, who achieved his frontrunner status in the race largely because of his strident anti-war position, issued a statement congratulating the troops and saying, "Now that the dictator is captured, we must also accelerate the transition from occupation to full Iraqi sovereignty." Retired General Wesley Clark, another anti-war candidate, said he hoped the capture would lead to a diminution of the violence against American soldiers in Iraq.
"I think it's fortuitous he was taken alive, because I think it's very important that in matters like this, that he actually be put on trial, and I hope the trial will be conducted by an appropriate authority in accordance with the highest legal standards."
And Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who voted for the war and has been struggling to explain his vote ever since, said today that he had voted to hold Saddam Hussein accountable. He said today's news was terrific, but that it didn't solve the problem.
"I think this is now a great opportunity for the President of the United States to really get it right in Iraq. I mean, I've said all along that we ought to hold him accountable. We ought to do it with a real coalition. We ought to do it in a way that maximizes the opportunity for success and reduces the cost to the American people in lives and dollars. This is a golden opportunity to get other countries involved, to show a bigness, a magnanimity, to say that we've now accomplished the sort of decapitation of the regime in full. Now we're going to rebuild Iraq, and we want the world to take a stake in it."
Former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun issued a statement saying that the capture of Saddam Hussein did not change the fact that our troops remain in harm's way and we are no closer to bringing them home. Former President Bill Clinton, still the titular head of his party, issued a statement congratulating President Bush and the soldiers who found Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and he said he hoped Saddam's capture would speed Iraq's transition to a secure and self-governing nation and would increase international support for that process. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.